The Talmud tells us that Moses' prophetic powers were exceptional because he saw through a clear looking glass, ba'aspaklaria hami'ira. How then do we account for ambiguity in the Torah? When we encounter a passage whose meaning is obscure, do we presume some failure in our own understanding? Or is it possible that the Torah of Moses is sometimes deliberately ambiguous? These questions come to the fore again and again in the first section of Parshat Vayera, in which a series of ambiguities serve to convey Abraham's disorienting experience with the appearance of God. From the beginning of the Parsha, we're confronted with a blurring between the singular figure of God and the three human figures who pass by Abraham's tent. The first two verses accentuate this flurry of appearances. Vayera elav Hashem, the Eternal appeared to Abraham by the oaks of Mamre while he was sitting at the opening of the tent in the heat of the day. He picked up his eyes and saw three men standing above him. He saw, and he ran towards them from the opening of the tent and bowed to the ground. With the Parsha's eponymous first word, Vayera, God is said to appear to Abraham. But when Abraham looks up in verse 2, the first half of the verse says, he saw, Vayar, and behold, three men were standing above him. Then the verse continues and repeats the same verb, he saw, Vayar, and he ran towards them. One appearance, but two sightings. All spelled the same, Vav Yud Resh Aleph, but the latter two vowelize differently. Is the Torah signaling a difference between what has appeared and the ways that it has been seen? As Abraham begins to speak in verse 3, he opens with the word Adonai, meaning my masters, a word that appears to be in the plural. That would be fitting if he were addressing the three men from verse 2. But that word has so far only been used in the Torah by Abraham to address God directly, just as we do in our prayers when we call God Adonai. To make matters more confusing, Abraham continues and says, if I find favor in your eyes, Be'necha, indicating a singular seer, and do not go on past your servant, Al na tavor me'al avdecha, also using a singular verb and possessive pronoun. To whom is Abraham speaking? This ambiguity persists throughout the first part of the scene. From verses 4 through 9, the Torah uses plural verbs to describe the men. They washed, they reclined, they ate, they said. But verse 10 abruptly returns to the singular with this enigmatic declaration. Vayomer, shuv ashuv elecha, ke'et chaya, vehine ben lesara. And he said, I will return to you next year at the same time, and behold, Sarah will have a child. It seems in context that one of the men is pledging to return. Yet when octogenarian Sarah overhears all this talk of her pregnancy and laughs at the idea, God suddenly addresses Abraham directly. Vayomer Hashem, the Eternal said to Abraham, why did Sarah laugh? The next verse, however, switches back to describing God in the third person. Hayipale me'Hashem davar? Is anything too wondrous for the Eternal? And then repeats almost, but not exactly, the phrasing we heard three verses earlier about returning. Ashuv elecha ka'et chaya ulasara ven. I will return to you next year at the same time, and Sarah will have a child. Is this the man who spoke above, now repeating his promise to return after a quick insertion from God? Or is this now God speaking, referring self-reflexively to the Eternal, and then repeating the words of one of the men? And does that mean they will both come back next year? Or has it been God doing the talking all along, somehow there beside the three men? It's becoming difficult to keep track of all the forking possibilities. At this point in the narrative, there's a moment of transition towards clarity. The men get up to go, looking out towards Sodom, and Abraham gets up to escort them out. Suddenly, the narrative switches abruptly back to God, speaking out loud, as if in soliloquy. Hashem amar, Hamechase ani me Avraham, asher ani ose? The Eternal said, shall I hide what I am doing from Abraham? God continues by describing the plan to destroy Sodom, but the language of this verse has a greater resonance in this so far confusing scene. Something has shifted. God is ready to stop hiding, to reveal the divine will more clearly to Abraham. We experience some sense of this transition of focus when we read this. Vayifnu misham anashim, the men turned from there, v'yilchu Sdoma, and went toward Sodom, v'Avraham odenu omed lifnei Hashem. But Abraham was still standing before the Eternal. The human figures have departed, but God remains. Still standing sounds as if God has been there the whole time. In the next verse, we're told that Abraham comes close to God, Vayigash Avraham. Indeed, Abraham suddenly seems closer, more emboldened, able to approach God directly. The rest of Abraham's dialogue reflects this new relational dynamic, with a consistent direct address in the second person. Will you sweep away the innocent along with the guilty? Far be it from you to do such a thing. Abraham also then returns to using the term Adonai, 4 times in the next several verses, as if emphasizing its claim, my master. Now, however, there's no doubt to whom he refers. How do we account for all the linguistic ambiguity in the first part of our scene, now that it has suddenly disappeared? And as a matter of narrative, what was the need for the crowded cast of characters shuffling about? God arriving, immediately followed by the arrival of the 3 men, leaving God to stand by while they carry out their duties, at which point the dialogue switches back to God? Couldn't God have simply delivered the news of the miraculous birth directly, in the same way that God told Abraham about the destruction of Sodom and Gomorrah? The French medieval commentator, Rabbi Shmuel ben Meir, the Rashbam, offers a framing comment at the beginning of Parshat Vayera that attempts to cut all our confusion off at the pass. Vayera elav Hashem, and the Eternal appeared to him, heich, how so? Shebau elav shlosha nashim, shayu melachim. In the form of 3 men who came to him, who were malachim, a word that can mean messengers or angels. In the Rashbam's quick summary, the 2 seemingly disjointed opening verses are read together as 2 ways of describing the same phenomenon. God appeared to Abraham, but when Abraham looked up, what he saw was 3 men, because that is how God appeared to him. That makes the rest of the action easy to account for, because though it's carried out as a conversation between Abraham and 3 men, we understand from the opening verse that it's actually always God speaking through them. When the men depart, and Abraham continues speaking to God, it's as if Abraham has become able to perceive God more directly, without the filter of messengers. There's a certain irony in this method of interpretation. The Rashbam gives us a clear account of events while leaving the ambiguity of the Torah's language intact. The confusion created by a sudden switch in subjects is meant to reflect a confusion in Abraham's perception, rather than in the action itself. This approach offers us the beginnings of a theory of the Torah's presentation of God. The Rashbam implies that ambiguity can serve as a literary tactic for communicating a sense of the inherently ambiguous nature of the divine encounter. The shifting pronouns, the unnamed speakers, the repeated phrasings with slight variations, and the many titles of our subjects, God, men, messengers, maybe even angels, all contribute to our sense that the appearance of God is a dizzying experience, a difficult thing to understand and describe. If that were so, then we might expect this kind of blurring ambiguity to be present in other descriptions of communication with God in the Torah. Indeed, the Rashbam closes by naming another such episode. V'chein vayera malach Hashem elav. So too in Exodus, an angel of the Eternal appeared to Moses in a blazing fire in the midst of a bush. And it is written there, 2 verses later, Vayar Hashem kisar lirot, and the Eternal saw that Moses turned to look, and God called out to him from the midst of the bush. The Rashbam has made a remarkable connection, for the encounter at the burning bush also begins with our Parsha's lead word, Vayera, and then also quickly switches to the active verb form, Vayar. This scene also contains both an angel and God, It even contains two different names for God in one verse. The Eternal, Hashem, saw, but God, Elohim, called out. The mystery of the divine encounter is once again projected through layers of ambiguity. Even for Moses, the greatest of all the prophets, the first appearance of God was hazy and filtered through a messenger. He saw something there in the fire and turned to look, but still did not understand what was happening before him. Vayomer Moshe, Asurana, ve'ereh et ha'mareh agadol hazeh. Moses said, I must turn and see this great sight. Why doesn't the bush burn up? And the Eternal saw that he turned to look, and God called out to him. Moses will eventually speak to God more directly than anyone before or since. But it took God to call out to him before he could enter into direct dialogue with the divine. Even then, he could not fully take in the figure before him. Vayaster Moshe panav, ki yare mehabit el ha'Elohim. And Moses hid his face, for he was afraid to behold God. Moses, who eventually beholds the very likeness of God, utmunat Hashem yabit, at first could not even bear to look. Tradition tells us that Moses was the one who wrote down Parshat Vayera. We can imagine then, as Moses attempted to describe the appearance of God at the tent of his forefather Abraham, that he drew on his own experience of the first encounter. How could he communicate that sense of overwhelm in writing? How does one describe the indescribable? Perhaps, he thought, I will scramble the scene a bit. I will play with the subjects and the verbs, the letters and the vowels. I will keep the reader as disoriented as the prophet feels in that moment of contact, when it is not at all clear where the line is between subject and subjectivity, between what has appeared and how it appears. Perhaps the author of Parshat Vayera wished to communicate this phenomenon to us so that we might learn to recognize it ourselves. If you should wander deep into the wilderness and a wondrous sight catches your eye, turn to look a little closer. If weary travelers cross your path, send them a greeting of welcome. Stay open to the possibilities. You never know what might be found in the next encounter.